Watch, Five Times Pro-Trans Protesters Turned Aggressive, Violent. By Nick Gilbertson on March 28, 2023. Pro-transgender activists and demonstrators have become aggressive or violent at a number of protests in recent years despite the radical left's professed appetite for tolerance. Auckland, New Zealand, Saturday. Days ago, women's rights activist Posy Parker, branded a transgender exclusionary radical feminist, TERF, by the radical left, was attacked in New Zealand while attempting to speak at an event, Breitbart London's Jack Montgomery reported. She said police informed her she was lucky to be alive after the ordeal. Parker, whose real name is Kelly J. Keane Minchell, was attempting to speak in Auckland, where some 2,000 demonstrators had gathered, per the New Zealand Herald. A protester reportedly rushed the stage, dumping tomato juice on Parker and a security guard. Per Montgomery, Parker ultimately abandoned the event, saying she spent most of my day with the protection of police who genuinely believed I was lucky to be alive, cancelling a subsequent event which had been planned in Wellington and flying out of the country. The incident came days before a suspect identified as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a 28-year-old transgender-identified biological woman, callously killed three young children and three adults at a Nashville Christian school on Monday, per authorities. Local police said that Hale, who was confronted and killed by law enforcement, authored a manifesto, Breitbart News noted. It has not been made public. Paris, France, October 2022. Members of a French feminist group called L'Amazon claimed that they were attacked by transgender activists, who called them transphobic, during a pro-abortion protest in Paris last September, Breitbart News reported. The group shared a video of the alleged attack on its Twitter page. A translation of the tweet reads, "Today, in France, women who are going to demonstrate during the International Day of Struggle for Abortion are being attacked by trans-identitarians with complete impunity and with the complicity of the organizers of the march. They tore down our signs and started beating us when we tried to get them back. We asked the organizers to intervene in the face of this violence, which they refused. We, therefore, turned to the police who were present," the group added. When did it become normal in France to attack women during feminist demonstrations? What is the relationship between transphobia and women who demonstrate for the right to abortion? The group wondered. Minneapolis, Minnesota, July 2022. In January, legendary American comedian Dave Chappelle called out transgender activists for heaving eggs at his fans while they waited to enter a show last year. Chappelle, speaking on his The Midnight Miracle podcast, said the incident occurred outside of Minneapolis's Varsity Theater. "These were grown people of various genders and gender identities," Chappelle said, per multiple reports. "They threw eggs. They threw eggs at the fans, who were lined up to see the show. One of his fans, a woman, shoved a police barricade," according to Chappelle, which he called an amazing feat of strength for a woman. The comedian has been a top target of trans activists and the radical left for years. Los Angeles, California, July 2021. On July 17, 2021, Antifa clashed with conservative demonstrators who were protesting near the WISPA after a transgender-identified man allegedly exposed himself in a women's portion of the facility, as Breitbart News reported. Independent journalist Brendan Guttenschwiger stated that left-wing counter-protesters hurled projectiles, including smoke bombs and water bottles, at those protesting the WISPA, which led to law enforcement engaging counter-protesters. The Los Angeles Police Department tweeted that both sets of protesters clashed. The LAPD's public information Twitter account noted that several dozen people were arrested for failure to disperse. A number of weapons were recovered near where arrests took place, including a stun gun, knives, and pepper spray. In total, there were 38 arrests, all of which reportedly occurred where leftist counter-protesters were, LAPD Captain Al Lopez said, as documented by independent videographer Sean Beckner Carr Mitchell and cited by The Intercept. The other group obeyed the dispersal order, went back to their cars, and left the area, Lopez said. Washington, D.C., October 2019. While the Supreme Court deliberated three workplace disputes in October 2019, dueling protests unfolded outside of court. LGBTQ activists feverishly shouted down women and a high school-aged girl who advocated for the biological distinction between men and women. Watch.